Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Unbelievable.
You are unbelievable.
That was unbelievable. Did you do that on one take? How many takes, Bobby?
All right, two.
Unbelievable. Play it again. I like to hear it. That's
Start
our new
again?
Intro. Yeah.
Let me work on that because I can't rewind.
All right, play the thing where I say where I'm really stupid on that commercial.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tammy doesn't approve of it.
It's all in fun. It's not
true.
It's
all in fun. All right. All right, if it's fun.
We're going to play it right now.
If it's fun, then...
Get over here, Tammy.
What are we going to play?
The radio commercial.
The one that I hate?
Yeah.
We are not.
Get the Brian Cash Clause
one take.
Coupon book.
It's now the only coupon book in Northern Pinellas County. Everybody else went, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm still standing. Take that, America.
Don't miss... You don't get my part. You don't get my part of it.
No, I think you just like to hear yourself. That's what I've come to the conclusion of.
But we did that in one take.
That's the part I'm impressed with. Yes.
We should have taken it on out.
We've all gone on
out back in.
Yes, talent.
Yeah.
So I just want to say something before we get started. You guys got to go check out HI Cabinetry. They're doing a grand opening. They have a brand new store here in Clearwater, right at the corner of Sunset Point and US 19. And they're right almost next door to the Varsity Club. So you guys got to go check them out. They have a large showroom. They have a good special right now, 10% off their white shaker cabinets and many other specials as well. You got to go check them out at HI Cabinetry on the corner of Sunset Point and US 19.
Didn't you write out a little script for them? Do you have that?
I did. We actually played that before the show today.
Yes, we did. The 2-minute thing. Yes,
yeah.
We did play.
Oh, do we? We have a hard copy script inside. I forgot about that. That's good.
Yes, I wrote that.
So, Mark, let's go on. Yes, you wrote it, and that's why it was so good. I don't know where this company would be without you, Tammy.
You're being sarcastic, but that's the truth.
I don't know where we would be. What do you think? Well, that's right. You don't got a mic in front of you. That's the type of people I like. Just say something, Mark, okay? See, when he falls down, you know what happens in a restaurant or at a Kmart?
What?
They say, Mark down.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark down.
In aisle 2.
Oh, that's horrible.
Anyhow. The answer, Brian, we wouldn't be sitting here.
That's it. I resemble that remark.
All right.
And I resemble Mark.
And also, I just want to say how delicious Frank's Pizza is. You guys got to go check them out as well. They sponsor our show almost every week. They are just wonderful people.
Why would you say almost? Give me one week they didn't.
Only when we're not here or they were closed for a short period of time, but that's it.
Every week they come
every
through.
Week.
Yeah, every week for years, actually.
That's you see how I pick up on words? Did you pick up on that? Because the reason I'm saying
the reason why I was saying that is to do a promo for our client at Frank's Pizza at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. So you guys got to go check them out. They have all homemade food. Anything you think of that is Italian, they make it.
The
fresh
reason
to order.
I said that, you know why? Because we have an author. Words matter, right?
Words matter.
Right. So when you say almost, okay, that's not true. Every week, Frank's Pizza has been sponsoring us for the past 4 years.
That's a nice record.
That's a nice record. It's almost like Lou Gehrig. You know who Lou Gehrig, remember?
Absolutely.
Yeah, not 1 week didn't he come through for us when we did a show.
Yeah.
So I don't like the word almost.
Yeah, he had that terrible disease.
The Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
But wasn't it, what was it really called?
I don't remember. Was it MS?
I don't know.
Multiple.
No. I think it was something with muscles.
It wasn't MS, but it was probably.
It was a nerve thing, I think.
And wasn't that the Gary Cooper played him in the movie?
I think so.
Right. And it was and then he said that I'm the luckiest man on the face of this earth.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
In fact, I saw that. They have the video of that.
Really?
Yeah, it was a video.
So anyhow, I don't know how we got to that. But let's just say this. What is your first name?
My first name is Ronald.
Ronald?
Yeah.
Oh, Chef Tell.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This guy is unbelievable.
Chef Tell was the first American rock star TV chef.
Right. Wow. And you wrote this book?
I wrote his biography.
Yeah. Wow. See that? What have you done in your life?
I haven't written a book.
Okay. Well, he's my friend.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that is amazing. I know that guy. He does some really good stuff. Who's the guy that does Bam? That's
the one who does the garlic thing. Another notch.
Michael?
That's Emeril.
Emeril, yeah.
But do you know who told Emeril to do Bam? Anybody? And he says this, and we would say it, my friend Mike Fields.
Really? I don't know who
he's really, he's a real famous guy. He's a top, he was a commissioner out in Newport Richey. But anyhow, he was friends with Emeril.
Yeah.
And when he came over one time, he saw him do Bam, right? And then he used it ever since. You ever wonder where things originate?
Sure.
Like, how did you come up with the name Chef Tell?
Chef Tell came up because when Friedemann Paul Earhart, that's his real name, when he was a kid, he always, in high school, was elected to play in the William Tell. He played Wilhelm Tell. So when he got did an audition in a famous park in Philadelphia, name escapes me right now, back in 74, he won the audition. No scripts, nothing. He had just come to America a few weeks earlier, hardly knew any English, but he won. So he was going to be the first syndicated TV chef in America. Wow. Nobody had ever done that before.
Right.
He didn't even know what it was.
Who's that lady that did it that was real famous, too, back then?
Syndicated? Well, Julia Child, but she wasn't syndicated across the country.
And what does it mean to be syndicated? Because our audience doesn't know. So.
Oh, okay. If you do a local, like a radio show here.
Right.
We're sitting here locally. But if other areas of the country, other cities pick up the same show.
Right.
That's syndication.
So how many counties are we in, Bobby? Total?
El Paso, Pinellas, Hillsboro. A little bit of Hernando. So three major, fully in three counties.
Three counties, and then Dade City too, right?
Dade City's Pasco, so yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're in three counties, right?
Yeah.
So that's small, if you think about it compared to the other guys.
Well, it's local.
We're syndicated, can I say syndicated in three counties?
But look how many people, that's most of the population of Tampa Bay is in those three. Yeah.
Could I say syndicated in three counties?
No, not really. Not unless you're on different stations.
Because it's a network.
You're on a network.
Yeah.
Like when they used to do, who's the guy that retired the station?
Don Imus was syndicated.
Yes, that's
syndicated
what I was trying to say.
Means that they play your show
somewhere
across
else.
The country
right.
That's pre-recorded.
How come someone never syndicated me?
I don't know. But they did syndicate Chef Tell. And to go back to your question of how he got the name, the person who's actually the Art Moore discovered him, and Art Moore is the guy who's the VP of director of programming for the live show on TV on ABC every morning. And
wow.
He found Chef Tell, and he said, "What do you want your TV name to be?" And he said, "Well, people call me Tell, so call me Chef Tell."
That's there it. You go, and that's how it came.
It came from him having in high school being William Tell.
Wow. And what was the story about William Tell, too? What was his
deal?
That
was the story where the mayor...
Because he's famous.
Yeah, the mayor said that...
They did a play about it, too.
Yeah, he tried to... The mayor of that town said that you couldn't do certain things. And, you know, it was almost like today. Like,
is it real, too? Is this a true story, too? Or is it fictional?
I'm not sure if it's totally fictional or not.
Okay.
You know, came out of somewhere.
And what do you remember? Do you remember what century or what, when, and where?
No, I didn't do research on
William
that.
William Tell is famous. That name
famous.
Really?
But you remember the idea of like the guy shooting an arrow on his kids?
Yes,
he had an apple,
the apple
on his head.
Yes, sure.
That's William Tell.
Right.
That's the play.
Right.
So Tell was always the guy who had the apple on his head.
Was Tell the one with the apple on his head, or the guy shooting?
Who
was
the guy shooting?
Right. He was shooting.
Yeah he
right.
was shooting.
And then Robin Hood was famous for that too, right? Shooting the apple.
Some kind of connection like that, yeah.
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 Yeah, that was by, I forget who played Robin. He was a famous actor too. He was a swashbuckler.
Oh, that's...
Who was that?
It's a long time ago. I think there have been different renditions of that.
Yeah, but the real famous one was...
The famous one, but the swashbuckler...
Was the guy that was famous in a lot of other stuff,
yeah,
too.
Before my generation.
He was actually an alcoholic,
too. He's very famous.
In real life.
Very famous actor, though.
Yes. Hey, if someone calls in with the answer, get $50. Who was the actor that played, the famously that played... Rory, look how quick. That was pretty quick. Right. Who was it? And win $50. We don't give away a lot of money. We're only in three counties. We're not syndicated.
All right, go ahead.
Hi. Errol Flynn, no doubt about it.
Errol Flynn, you just won $50.
Flynn, yeah. That's right.
So how'd you know that, Brian, so quick?
Hi, Brian. This is Jules.
Hey, Jules. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. I just got out of the hospital 3 hours ago. I went in. I didn't feel well Monday, and I was landed up there 3 days. Me still need, but I'm out for now.
Well, I got good news for you, and then we also can give a plug. There's a diner called Papa's New York Diners. It's open 24 diner. Hours. You ever hear of it?
It's on Gulf to Bay, right?
Yeah, it's on Gulf to Bay in Keene. They're going to be doing the top part of our front cover and the inside cover, and they're also giving away a powerful coupon of buy one, get one free. We have another call in.
Chef Charles on.
Chef Charles? Do we know a Chef Charles? Is
Chef
that from
Charles,
you?
Charles Knight.
Charles Knight, see that?
He knew Chef Tell in person.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat, huh, Jules?
Fabulous. Well, they should do it, and they deserve it. It's been there many years. They're the only place open 24 hours. They're great people. Dimitri is his family, his sister Faye, Michael. They're all great people, and the food's fabulous. The prices are fabulous. The service, Dave in the morning, Blue, the lady with the blue hair. They're all fat, so they're doing the right thing. And that, but people should go there. It's a great restaurant. Yeah,
they brought
and,
in
I happen to like their,
close
happen
to $200 worth of food here.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They brought in and turkey clubs, roast beef clubs, and then they brought in a cheesecake that was, they say, sells for $100. It was a big cheesecake like it would be for like a wedding. And they had all the, it was all, and it's all made inside, like homemade. It's not like they buy it from a bakery. Wow. They have their own little bakery inside that they make it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's I
like
know.
All their pastries are homemade from this, they call them a pastry chef.
Yeah, I wonder.
And it was all whipped cream. And I put it like, because we have cameras in the studio too here. And I that was the most comments I've ever had for something I put in front of a camera. Wow. Yeah, well, the lead that I got, you know, we're salesmen too, right?
Yeah.
So we call it leads.
Yeah.
And Jules supplied me with the lead that there was a new partner owner there. So I was able to call there, and immediately we struck a thing, and now he's one of my biggest customers, and he's on the front cover. And Jules, it's all because of you.
Well, you deserve it. The product is fabulous. He had your product, his coupon book, right inside the door.
Right, in a rack.
Natural.
Right.
In the rack, yeah.
Yeah, so now he's on the front cover saying, open 24 hours, Papa's New York Diner.
I've been there at 2 in the morning.
He did the right thing. And people that go there are doing the right thing. And I have nothing to do with that restaurant except I'm a customer, I'm a patron. And I happen to like their liver. That's my favorite. And I happen their kitchen sink breakfast or skillets. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. People have to go and check it out. And it's open 24 hours.
Papa's New York Diner. It's at Keene in Gulf to Bay. New advertiser and in the coupon book. They have a buy one, get one free Monday through Thursday with the purchase of two drinks. And it ends at 1 in the morning, though. So this way, you know, it's pretty cool. But it's Monday. It's from morning to 1 in the morning. It's pretty cool.
That's
anyhow,
pretty cool.
Thank you for being on the show, Jewel. And it all happened because of you.
You're the greatest, Brian. Thank you. Take care.
And then I'm glad you're out of the hospital, too. I should ask, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, take care.
God bless you, Jewel. Yeah, that would have been kind of terrible. You know, someone says they're in the hospital. Yeah. That's nice, man. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, yeah, I was in the hospital in February.
I don't care. Okay.
I'm over that.
Chef Charles is still on the line,
too. Chef Charles, what do you got, buddy?
I'm calling in to speak to you guys. How you doing?
Hey, you know what I was thinking? Maybe where do you live? What town? What area? What state?
Well, I live in Tampa.
Tampa. Okay, we're heard in Tampa. What's Tampa? I don't even know.
It'll still be 106.1 and AM.
How much?
106.1 and AM 1340 would be.
Okay, in Tampa. Yeah, so we're heard in three counties. We're not, what is it called? We're not syndicated.
Not syndicated.
We're a network in three counties. I'd like to be syndicated, so I can say that. How would I become syndicated?
You have to go to a syndicator, and then they pitch your show. If they like your show, then they'll put you in different markets. If the markets work really well, if you get good numbers, it'll expand.
Yeah, you know, what's his name, Chef what?
Chef Tell.
What's the gentleman's name on the line?
Charles Knight.
Chef Charles Knight. I saw the movie with who's the guy that's real famous, the Jewish guy from New York.
Adam Sandler?
No, the guy that does his own radio show.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Wow, shit, I'm going to give another $50 away. What's his name? He's syndicated. He's on Cyrus. He's famous for being on Cyrus.
You don't mean...
And they did the show about him.
The real tall, skinny guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
The Bobby Flay dude?
No,
the other guy who was on...
He's the Jewish guy.
Yeah, he was on America's Got Talent.
Too. America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
How are you going to help us out there, Chef Henry?
Tall guy with curly hair.
What's his name? He's so famous.
Can't remember.
My friend listens to him, too, all the time.
You put me on the spot here.
But anyhow, he was...
Three old guys are all...
What's his name? But anyhow, they were going to fire him in the movie. And you just talked about numbers, right?
Yeah.
So they're about to fire him because he's so controversial. But the day they're going to fire him, the numbers come in. And like they're like, who is this guy?
Right.
Look at these numbers. Yeah. And then the one guy hates him, the manager, right?
I remember that.
Stern.
Stern, yeah.
Howard Stern.
There you go.
Yeah. So did you see the movie on that, Chef Charles?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, anyhow, it was really, the movie got really good reviews, too, even though in his, it's the story of how he kept getting fired from all these radio stations, but his numbers were off the charts. And now he's syndicated on Stern. Have you ever heard of Howard Stern? I know that's a stupid question, but...
Sure, absolutely.
Everybody's heard of him.
Yeah. So I can be controversial, but that's just not my stick. But if you do become controversial, I think you do get more listeners. What do you think about that, Chef Henry?
I'll tell you what. I think you're absolutely 100% right. You know, there's a couple of guys that came out of Tampa that are in New York. One of them was Lionel. I don't know if you know who that is, but he has done very well, and he's controversial. And, of course, you have Scott Shannon, same thing. He was in Tampa for years and then went up to New York and just killed him up there. But both of those gentlemen are very controversial. I still know both and still speak to one of them at least. So, but it's a rough gig, man. Radio's not easy.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I'm the longest-running show on this network here, just to brag on myself. But besides the spiritual shows that are on Sunday, 26 years.
Wow.
And I'm not that smart. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I know this gentleman here. And it's funny, like, when you talk with smart people and you're not smart, you know you're not smart, right? Like, I'm asking what syndicated is, you know?
Yeah.
I've been here 26 years. You should know that by now, right? Then I know all the signs, though, like this. You know what this means? I get on radio, so again, you know.
I give that one to him a lot.
Yeah. He gives me all the signs. There are singles that the producer, which is Bobby.
Half a second there.
Yeah, he gives you singles, and I learned all those.
Because it has to be a timing thing.
It's a timing thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm really bad at getting people off once I have them on. You're supposed to work within a segment,
and
I don't do that.
That's good to know.
That's good to know. So here you are.
Because here we are with Chef Knight, who knew Chef Tell. They started a business together.
No, has he passed away?
Yes, in 2007.
Now, you know why I know that? The way you said, knew.
Yeah.
See, I'm good with words, though.
He was my brother-in-law.
Are you kidding?
He married one of my sisters.
Unbelievable. What a story.
It was his third marriage, and the first two obviously didn't work out. But he actually was looking for someone that he could trust and who would trust him and take him warts and all.
Right.
And I didn't know that until I was about 75% through the research and writing the book, his biography. And I was looking for the thread. Everybody has a thread.
Sure.
What's their main motivation in life? And despite the fact that he was he was famous, great chef, funny, irreverent. Irreverently funny, but in a Don Rickles way.
Sure.
He really had a sincere side to him that people don't know off camera. They know him on camera.
Yeah, and sometimes like people are good on camera and off camera, they're different. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. They say Bob Dole was one of the funniest, nicest guys in the world off camera. And then like when he was on camera, he would all of a sudden become real serious. But yeah. if he could just, and I think that makes you authentic. Like they call that like the language of the heart.
Well, some people have a personality that it just doesn't change. It's just so strong.
Right.
When I found out that Chef Tell had died, obviously it was tough on our family.
Sure.
But I waited a few years to see if some famous writer would actually pick up the story because I thought he was a culinary icon or potentially was. I didn't know him that much when he was alive because I was traveling a lot. And when he died and I waited, nobody picked up the story. I went to my sister one day and I said, you know, I think I'd like to write his biography.
Wow.
I think he was somebody famous. And she said, well, you're the writer in the family, so here, I'll give you some contacts. And I did it. I wrote a 452-page book.
Wow. That's fantastic. What is Chef Henry?
Chef Knight.
Chef Charles Knight. Chef Knight. You there?
Yeah, he was interesting. You know, we met in the mid-70s. He was on TV in Philadelphia. I was on TV in Trenton and Buffalo, New York. And by chance, we met at the Buffalo Food Festival for Topps Grocery Store. And I think that was like 1976, 1977. And then we just became friends after that. But he's a unique individual. And I didn't know a lot about him until later on when we finally became business partners, neighbors. We lived across the street from each other for a number of years. And, you know, he grew up in Nazi Germany.
Wow.
And he has, there's some interesting things you got to read the book because the book is incredible. It tells the story of World War II and the repercussions, the impact it has on a particular family.
Sure. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
To the person later in life. And
right.
You know all that, you understand them because he was a difficult character.
The butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Like what things happen. Like even you come in here. Maybe if you didn't come here, you would have went somewhere else that stopped someone else from, like, it's just like a chain reaction. There was a movie Richard Gere did was called Intersection.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of doing where the accident happened, where everybody got hurt, they did it backwards, like what made him get to that intersection.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's the same thing with you. When you were saying to you, by chance, I met Chef Tell. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Isn't that pretty cool how your whole life changes just by meeting one person?
Yeah, well, we both knew of each other, but we had never met and had never, you know, we didn't plan to meet. It just happened that we were doing cooking demonstrations at two ends of the convention center in Buffalo, New York, and that's where we met.
You know, maybe we'll have you, with your permission, and come in like a month or so, we'll plan it. Are you still doing the chef stuff?
For the most part, I'm retired. I do a lot of writing. I still, you know, I was a ghostwriter, so I wrote a lot of cookbooks for celebrity chefs.
Wow.
Doing my own.
Right. That's the thing where people, like with our organization here, we have like about 20, 25 people working for us, like in different areas, you know. But it's like me, it seems like because it's my company, I take credit for it. And I don't mind, actually. But, like, it's like I get a kick out of guys like you. What do they call you? The unsung heroes? Like, you do all the stuff in the background. Really, it's your book, right? But the thing is, for the person that's the celebrity, it would sell more because you have a celebrity versus putting you on it. That's why the celebrities get paid all that money for endorsements.
Yeah.
But really, you're the brains behind the operation is what I'm saying, I guess.
Well, I think my wife would debate that.
That's it. Like on The Wizard of Oz, who was it? The Scarecrow that wanted the brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the Scarecrow.
I am the Scarecrow.
No, Chef Knight has cooked for me, so I can vouch for his cooking.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I did do a party, how much would something like that cost? Say if I do a party at my house and I wanted to hire you to be a chef for the night.
I'm a little bit too long in the tooth to do that, but I can tell you basically it's a budget. So you probably start at about $25 per person and then go from there. You know?
Yeah, I did it last, I can ask Tammy, we did it like a month and a half ago. A no-name chef, I don't want to say like, you know, that but he's not famous or nothing. And we paid, I was thinking it was like for 30 people, by the time we paid for everything, it was a little over $2,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, and it made me, and again, I hate to say this because it's terrible, right, what I'm about to say, but it was like ego too. Like I had the chef cooking for our party, you know, and it was all the plates, all the china was put out like in our dining room. And I felt the ego, you know, ego, my pride ego. You know that, the acronym for ego is easing God out.
That brings up a memory of when I was writing the book. People who were wannabes, who saw Chef Tell being a big star at the cooking shows and so forth that he did in person live and so forth, they hated him.
Jealous. I don't know about hate. Jealous.
They were jealous.
Jealous.
But
and jealous turns into hatred.
Exactly. But the people who were at the top of the profession, like my very first interview that I did was with George Perrier, who had Le Bec Fin, which was a very famous French restaurant in America, and he was probably in the top three of French chefs in America at the time. And he loved him. So what I found out in the research was that people who really loved Chef Tell were also the people who were at the top of their profession. Those who were the wannabes were the ones who resented his fame.
Right.
And he didn't care either way.
You know the definition for resentment, too, is resentment is the word re, and the sentiment is an old word from Greek, which means feel. Mm-hmm. We have someone calling?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, want to take a look at our traffic in the area here?
Yes. And then when we come back, I'll tell you what the word resentment means. I know everybody's at their fingertips. You know, I feel with my fingertips.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Cabinetry's Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Cabinetry. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 538 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Tantalk traffic. We're looking good in Pinellas, actually. No wrecks to report, just some slowdowns in the normal areas on southbound 275 and US 19 between East Bay and Ulmerton. The big thing we're looking at is a vehicle fire, Dale Mabry, north of 275. We believe it's on the northbound side of the road, so be careful with that. Another wreck at the airport exit on 275, just where the 60 exit is. That's good for Hillsboro. Now up to Pasco, looking at the normal slowdown, State Road 52, during the construction in the 41, US 41 area. But that's all we really got up there. Current temperatures, 81 degrees in Zephyr Hills, 80 degrees in Dade City, and right here in downtown Clearwater, 83 degrees with partly cloudy skies. This traffic report was brought to you by Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant, half off lunch or dinner in the BCC coupon book. That's 2634 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-1322. Now, back to the BCC Coupon Book Show. Come visit HI Cabinetry's two showroom locations in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater, 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. Call 727-940-7641, HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there you go. So I'm going to tell you what the word... You're still there, Chef Henry?
Resentment.
Chef Charles Knight's still here.
Chef Charles. They got to write it down on a piece of paper. Why am I thinking Chef Henry?
Because
that's the guy that did. That's the guy that did our chef work.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Joe Biden. I'm, you know... Yeah, I'll be real with you. My mind is going, to be honest with you.
I don't think so.
I just called him Chef Henry like three times, and then he comes back and says Chef Knight, right? Charles, so maybe that'll get people reverse psychology. Remember, Chef Knight. You know, it's nighttime, not daytime.
Is it Chef Charles?
That's correct.
Chef Charles.
Charles Knight.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Charles Knight.
Right. So what else can we remember Knight? Oh, the queen knighted you?
Yeah.
What's another one?
That's how you spell it, too, with the K.
How else would you say it?
Knight?
What else can we do to remember your name, Chef Knight?
I don't know. You're not doing such a good job, so I can't help you there.
You have to think of jousting, medieval times, jousting. The knights.
The knights, yeah.
The knights of the round table.
And we're sitting at a round table right now.
Have dinner at night.
Have dinner at night. By Chef Knight. All right, so we got Knight down. So if I say Henry again, shoot me.
I'm going to smack you. I'm sitting really close, Chef Charles.
So the word resentment, I try to like, the word sentiment means to feel, right? So anytime you have a sentiment, you're really lying. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because every time you re-feel that you're mad, like Chef Knight could be mad at me because I'm calling him Chef Henry, right?
Yeah.
But what happens is the more you say and play it in your head where you have that resentment, you shave off what your part was in it. Because generally if you have a resentment with someone, right, you did something to put you in the place to have that happen. And what was your part in it?
Absolutely.
Right? So now, every time I play that resentment back in my head, right? Like, you're no good, Tammy. You see what I'm saying? I played that back in my head 100 times. And I'm great. Do you see how that works?
I'm sure you say that to yourself about 2,000 times a day.
But my point is that a resentment is a lie. Because you're the backbone of our company. Really. Without you, we wouldn't be in business today.
But what does resentment get you? It makes you aggravated, right. And it hurts you. It doesn't hurt the other person
That's
whatsoever.
Right. It puts you at effect.
Right, so exactly. Now you're angry and you waste all that energy where you can focus. So the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
Right, and then the more you complain about what you have, right, then you get the more to complain about.
Yes.
So now, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Chef Knight, this gentleman here has written so many books. I didn't realize he's written more than one. The Carolina baseball team that won. And do you know what the pressure there? What does it say on the front there? Pressure?
Pressure makes diamonds.
And do you know what the diamond comes from?
Carbon.
Really? You're more than I knew. It came from coal.
Yeah. Coal, so it's coal is carbon.
Right. Did you know that, Chef Knight?
I do now.
Chef Knight, I want you to... I was Google, Chef Knight, before there was Google. Okay? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. People would call me all the time for directions and Google. Test my Google abilities right now with a question.
In relationship to?
Anything. Because I'm Google before Google.
Oh, my goodness.
Before Google. Okay, we'll do a culinary question. How about that?
Yeah, that's a okay. Good one.
Oh, yes.
All right. What is a mirepoix?
That is milk.
OMG.
But I was quick with the
you
answer.
You know what? You should have let me bet on whether you were going to know that because I knew you weren't.
Okay, so that's why I've been replaced. What is it, though?
Basically, it's the foundation of cooking. If you're going to make anything like a soup, they use carrots, celery, and onions, or onions, peppers, things like that, which is a sofrito. So they are the basics for the foundation where you would develop the flavor in a soup or a sauce.
Very good. Oh, you know, sauces are you a sauce chef, by the way?
Absolutely.
Because that's the deal, too.
That's the difference.
That's the difference, because a piece of meat's a piece of meat, and you put some garlic or whatever pepper on it. But the sauce, that separates the men from the boys.
Yes.
100%.
That's interesting because Chef Tell and I, you know, we probably hit every restaurant from here to Los Angeles at one point in time or another. But the first thing we do is go in and order something with a sauce on it, soup. If the sauce was no good, the soup was no good.
Nothing else is going to be good.
The other thing, too, is in the book, when I wrote the book, I wrote it with short chapters. And the reason for that is because Chef Tell, when he went in with friends to a restaurant, they would often take a big round table like this, and he would order everything on the menu. And he would taste a little bit of it and pass it along to the person next to him.
Wow.
So he would order just a little bit of everything.
Just enough where you guys can all eat it.
So you could all eat it. You could all try everything, get all the different flavors and so forth. So in an homage to that, I did short chapters in the book for that reason. And I explained that in the introduction in the book.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm going to try Chef Knight. See, I got your name down. You ready?
All right. Yes.
You want to win $50? Because this is big here at the Brian Cash Clause radio show.
Absolutely.
Top prize. What does the word homage mean?
Homage.
He just used it.
H-O-M-A-G-E.
You know what? I'm not sure I know that. I think it has something to do with...
You're not Googling now, are you?
No.
Can I help him?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I know, but I don't know.
I'm glad, because I would have been out $50.
Okay.
I can help him.
What? It has something to do with the Bible. I don't remember what.
It means to pay respect.
Homage.
Yes.
Did you know that, Bobby?
I did. I was going to say respect, but
really,
I'm not wow. part of this contest.
Because he used it. Well, yeah, in a way you are. But the thing.
Well,
is,
I just didn't see you bring out $50 ahead of time, so I wasn't going to bother.
With me, you know, the check's in the mail, right?
That's true.
Right, but respect. Well, that's a good word, by the way.
Yeah.
And homage was a Sumerian queen.
Oh, very cool.
Very good. Where's Samaria?
It's in the Middle East, I believe.
In the Middle East.
It is? Did you know the answer? Because you looked at me like I was...
He Googled it.
He Googled it?
Samaria, is that an existing place still? I know it's in the Old Testament.
Now.
Yeah, it's in the Old Testament. It was in the Middle East.
Really?
And guess what? We have a new client who makes cakes, and they are very, very good, named Samira.
Really? And it's amazing. She is the best. She makes pastries and muffins and...
Well, she's a pastry chef, so she makes any pastry. Her flan is to die for.
So what's the name of
flan? Oh my
gosh. What's the name of her company? Samira?
Cakes by Samira.
Cakes by Samira. And she's a real, like, girl. She's from another country, too.
She's from Nicaragua.
Wow. Yes. And they call... we should have guessed that. Guess what the name of their restaurant is, too.
Samira's.
No. What's it called?
El Nika.
Do you know what El Nika... Oh, wait. Chef... Chef Knight. You there?
Yes, sir.
I know you're not that smart of a guy, so I'm going to give you another chance.
Okay. Good.
Okay. That's all in fun, by the way. But do you know what El Nika means?
I have no idea.
It has to do with food, too. It means Colombian food.
Yes.
That's interesting.
It's a slang word in Nicaraguan Spanish, yes.
It means food, okay. Right? And then he named the restaurant El Nika. Can I just tell you a quick story, Chef Knight? And
sure.
So we did there was a business card out there. I'll tell you how we got the deal. And it'll be like real quick, but so there was a business card just laying there on the table, and it said El Nika restaurant. So I just call it out of the blue, and Samira answers the phone. I said, if you put on the radio right now in your restaurant, and she did, I said, I'm going to do a special about you guys, right?
She thought you were crazy. She thought it was a prank call.
Right. So here's what happens. You there, Chef Knight?
I'm here.
I do the special about them for about 2 or 3 minutes because I found it interesting, the name El Nico, that it meant Colombian food. And now I have a chef on the line that does food, a guy that wrote a book. What's your first name?
Ron. Ronald.
Ronald. And then, so I do the whole special, and Henry, who's the owner, right, is tuned in because it's in their restaurant bakery. It's a beautiful bakery on the inside. And a beautiful restaurant, too. Like, you appreciate it more from the inside than the outside. You ever see?
Free smells, right?
Yeah.
Smells good.
So then, I never met these people before, and I drive in the parking lot there, right? Because I go to some meetings right in that same plaza. What's the odds of that, right? And then... So I realized the plaza's empty, so maybe I'm at the wrong place, and it's not where the meeting's going to be. So I stop in the driveway, and guess who comes walking up to my car?
Samira?
Henry.
Oh.
Now, this is the same day I did the radio show. So then I say to him, no, like I guess the plaza's empty, so I guess we're not having a meeting here today, right? And I said, well, who are you? And he goes, my name is Henry. It's funny because I had this restaurant called El Nika's that I just did a spot for. He goes, oh, yeah, that was you? Now, what is the odds of me stopping in a parking lot and him walking 50 feet over to me, right? I just did a special on him in the restaurant, and he's the guy I did the special on, and he was tuned in.
That's amazing.
Do you find that like a spiritual experience?
It's called a coinky dink.
What would you call that, Chef Knight?
Well, that is weird, for one, but where's the restaurant?
It is in Pinellas Park.
You got the brains in this outfit there, Mr. Knight. We got someone on the line, too?
We have Clara on the line. Clara's happy miniature schnauzers.
Okay, well, good. Only the best on this show.
Oh, do you want to know the address for Alnica's? Mm. Is 5995 Park Boulevard, and it's Unit 1, 2, and 3 in Pinellas Park.
Right, they have three units. That's what I'm saying. You don't appreciate it. It's really big.
Well, they actually just expanded. They have one whole unit now for Samira with the cakes, and then they actually also do international shipping and money transfers and things like that, and then they also have the restaurant on the far end.
Is that amazing? Mm-hmm. And on the inside, the decor, you can't describe the decor and the smell when you walk in. You appreciate it more to walk in. It's beautiful decor. They did a lot of construction in there and stuff like that. So it's kind of neat. So isn't that kind of neat? So when I say to you, Chef Knight, you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Okay, wait a second, Mrs. What's
Clara.
Her name? Clara.
Clara Van Borgen.
Yes, just real quick. What I was going to say is something. Oh, what is hell? Oh, Claire, you want to make $50?
I do. How do I do that?
Chef Knight's going to ask you a question.
I'm going to ask her a question. Okay. We're going to ask a food question, I assume, because we're going to stay on the same track.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know what a fond is?
A fond?
Ooh.
Fond. F-O-N-D.
I think it's like a Italian appetizer.
Well, that's a good guess. Actually, what a fond is what develops on the bottom of the pan when you're developing the flavor of a sauce or a soup.
Wow.
I didn't know that. That's not burnt. And
interview her.
Fond off.
So that's why it tastes so good.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yes.
So caramelization.
And do you know what happened once on a show, too, Chef Knight? The guy was saying, like, he was going, oh, you ruined the dish because you caramelized the onions. And if anybody can tell you, I can eat caramelized onions just by themselves. Okay. And I said, that's your opinion, I'm thinking to myself, because I like to watch cooking shows. No, because you don't like caramelized, because isn't it different taste, just like in art, different art? How does that go for art, what they say? Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just because you say caramelized onions are no good, this is what the guy told the guy, one of the judges. And I'm like, no, you're wrong. So, like, don't you think sometimes you have to cook your food to what people like versus what you like, Chef Knight?
No.
He knew no.
They don't like it. They can eat someplace else. But
see, major chefs, that's how they feel. Like, you know what this is my opinion. I have a couple friends that are chefs. They hate when people come in and say their specials or whatever's on the menu, and then they start saying, oh, I want it without this and with this and add this and sub that. Chefs hate that. You know why? I think, my opinion, because it's your creation, and that is what you prepared, so like it or lump it.
You're right. Chef Tell was hosting a reception from one of my other sisters, and he was married to one of my sisters, but another sister was going to get married, and they had a reception going on, and my brother-in-law's, or my future brother-in-law at that time, his mom went to Chef Tell and said, I need some, where's the salt shaker? And Chef Tell just looked at her, got totally ticked off, and said, Madam, have you ever seen a Michelangelo? And she said, well, no, I've never, not in person. Well, if you ever see a Michelangelo, don't ask him for a different color of paint.
Right.
But you know what I would have went up to Chef Tell and did? I said, give me a big bottle of ketchup. I'm ready to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
He would have kicked you out.
Okay.
Yes, you must leave.
Okay. I want you both, Chef Knight and Ronald, to interview this young lady right here. Go ahead.
All right. So, Clara, if I was to say schnauzer, what does that mean?
Oh, it means the best puppy there is. The intelligent miniature schnauzers is our breed. Since 2003.
Really? So are there different types of schnauzers?
They're very intelligent.
Are there different colors and different types of schnauzers?
Yes, there are. I get parties where black and white. I have black and white males that are cow pattern colors. Sometimes I get chocolate and white cow pattern. The chocolate colors, the liver colors, white, salt and pepper, black, black and silver.
That's fantastic. And are you, and what does the word pedigree mean? What is that important with dogs?
I think it's very important. I DNA my parents and all, and they are pedigree. They're all AKC registered.
Fantastic.
And they come with their puppy application.
So, Clara, how can someone get in contact with you if they're interested?
They can call me at 863-215-2060, or they can email me at cvanblargan@tampabay.rr.com, and that's C as in cat, V as in Victor, A-N, B as in boy, L-A-R-G-A-N, @tampabay.rr.com, or they can look on the AKC website and search under puppy. Miniature schnauzers, and I'm a local breeder.
Very good. Can I ask you another question? Can you just tell me, we're going to have a cold glass of lemonade here on the porch, like with your Southern Belle twang. Can you say gentlemen, or however you would say it? Could you do that for me?
Gentlemen?
Listen. Like, you know how like in the Southern they say, oh, would you like to have a cold glass of lemonade?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Have a cold glass of lemonade. It is just fresh, squeezed.
And sweet tea?
And sweet tea.
So what do you think about that, Chef?
I think it's great.
Okay, and hey, you know what? Sometimes people will say people that cook food, their food tastes like dog food.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. No wonder why I'm not syndicated.
I need to do a promo for one of our clients.
Thank you, Chef.
Whose food is delicious. Thank you so much, Clara. Thank you so much,
Ronald.
Chef Charles.
Come in, thank you.
And Ronald. I just want to say, you guys got to go check out the Taco Bus. It's a brand new place at 9641 Golf Boulevard, Treasure Island. They have all the regular stuff that Taco Bus has. Everyone knows it well. Go check them out. Thank you to Cricketers for sponsoring our show today.
Yeah, Cricketers is the big sponsor of the show.
Yes.
They're at Curlew and Alternate 19. That's Mike there at Cricketers. He always says I pronounce the name wrong.
You say Cricketers, like Mouseketeers. It's not. It's Cricketers.
Cricketers. So.
I wanted to add too that in the world's favorite coupon book, my advertisement that's in there, they get $150 off if they contact me and they use the coupon.
Yeah, I think you're out of American's Favorite, which is the greatest company in the world. It's not ours. But they are a great company.
And also, I want to do a shout-out for Jilly Beans over on Patricia Avenue. You guys got to go check her out. She has ice cream for the nice, warm summer days.
What about Bro's Pizza?
Oh, and Bro's Pizza in Largo as well.
They're the best. Alti there. You want some homemade
right on
pizza?
East Bay.
And then Ronald, say goodbye. Say what do you want to say in goodbye.
What I want to say, if people want to get a Cheftel biography, they can go to roncoolbooks.com. That's R-O-N-K-U-L-E books.com.
Say it again.
roncoolbooks.com. For $10, you can get a hardcover version of the Cheftel biography.
Very WTAN, good. Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.